Photography Podcast number 23 on photography.ca for July 16, 2007. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the 23rd Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco. We're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is July 16, 2007. Well, for today's podcast, we are going to continue along the theme of composition. We started with photographing patterns in podcast number 21. Then we moved on to leading lines in podcast 22. And now for this podcast number 23, we're going to talk about the rule of thirds. And this podcast is somewhat unique in that you don't need a digital SLR to take a lot out of this podcast. You can use any camera whatsoever, a point and shoot, any old camera, it doesn't matter. By following the rule of thirds, you will improve your photography. Should say straight up that the rule of thirds is really more of a guideline than a rule, but you could learn a lot from the guideline. And basically what the rule of thirds says is that if you divide your scene into three equal parts so that it looks like a tic-tac-toe board, so let's say you're looking through the camera, imagine that you had a tic-tac-toe board on your viewfinder, that you had a grid. You know, some cameras actually have those grids, but imagine that you had a grid so that you divided your picture into three equal parts from left to right and from up to down. So it looks very similar to a tic-tac-toe board. And basically, the areas of interest that are going to be most interesting is not the center of the photo. Most people, what they do before they learn anything about photography is they always place the main object of interest directly in the center of the photo. And according to the rule of thirds, that's a mistake. What you want to do is you want to place the objects of interest on the four points surrounding the center square. So let's say you're looking at that tic-tac-toe board. The power points, shall we say, are going to be the top right, the top left, the bottom right, and the bottom left of the center square, and not the center square itself. Generally, you take a better picture, and you can easily do a test, especially if you have a digital SLR. Just take a shot whereby the person is directly in the center, you know, if it's a person, have them directly in the center of your shot, and then just move away a little bit toward the left or the right, up or down, and put their face in one of those four PowerPoints. You know, I'm going to put some examples, so you can go to photography.ca/blog and see some of those examples, and you're more likely to feel that the shots that are not centered are more interesting. And I'm going to use a few shots so you can make your own decision. And like we said previously, it doesn't always work. There are cases where, you know, if the object of interest is totally in the center, it's going to work. You know, these are just guidelines and they don't work for every situation, but it's way better to know the rules before you break the rules. So, the rule of thirds is a good rule and a good easy rule to know. And the rule of thirds can be applied to any subject matter whatsoever. It doesn't have to be a portrait. It can be any object or anything for that matter. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be on those four PowerPoints, but it should be on one of the thirds. So for instance, let's say you're looking at a horizon. So you're on a beach and you want to take a picture of the beach with the horizon. Well, your shot is likely to be more interesting if the horizon line is on one of the thirds of the photograph. So you don't want to place the horizon line going through the center of your photograph. No, you want to raise your camera up slightly or bring your camera down slightly so that the horizon line rests on one of the thirds. I hope that's clear. I hope that makes sense. Likewise, let's say, you know, you had a tall person. And again, instead of having this tall person right in the center of your photograph from up to down, what you want to do is you want to move your camera either to the right or to the left so that their full body lies on one of the lines of the third. And that is likely to make your pictures more interesting. And of course, the best way to do this is just do a simple test. You know, take a shot using the rule of thirds, place them on one of the lines of the thirds, and place them on the line that's not one of the thirds. And you're likely to appreciate the image with the shot of the person or object covering one of the thirds more than if they're off one of those points. So to recap, you know, if it's a smaller object, place them on one of the four PowerPoints top right, top left, bottom right, bottom left of the center square. You divide it by imaginary lines with your eye, or using the grid on your camera if you have one, or by purchasing a grid or a different screen for your camera, which can really help, especially if you want to get serious about photography, and you'll see the difference. And with regard to larger objects like a horizon line, again, place the horizon line on one of the lines of the thirds. And that's going to do it for today's podcast. This is a really, really short one, but it's actually quite important if you've never heard of it, or if you've heard of it but have stopped paying attention to it. You know, it's always good to go back to the basics sometimes. So, you know, even serious amateurs sometimes forget about this rule. So, you know, it's often good to put it back in your head. As you gain more and more experience, you'll notice that you probably won't even think about this rule. You'll just do it because your shots look better. I know I haven't thought about this rule in years and years and years, and not that all my shots are great, but it's kind of instinctive. If I'm taking a picture of a person, there's no way on God's green earth that I'm generally going to have them in the center of the photograph unless I deliberately want that. If I'm deliberately doing a wedding shot, let's say, where it's so traditional, you know, and the formal shots of the wedding, you know, I might do a few of them where they're centered. But anytime I want my photography to be a bit more creative, I'm placing all my subjects, be they trees or humans or objects or horizon lines. I'm tending to do this naturally using the rule of thirds. As always, you can leave comments or feedback directly on the blog, www.photography.ca/blog, and you can post your comment right there. Just you'll need a valid email address, but it won't show on the site. It's all kept private, and you can leave your comment that way. And of course, you can shoot me an email directly at photography.ca@gmail.com. You can comment on this podcast, any other podcast. You can ask me questions. It's more than my pleasure to answer. And you can suggest ideas for new podcasts as well. That's going to cover it for me for today. Thanks so much for listening. We will have a new podcast for you shortly. And in the meantime, keep on shooting. Bye for now.